I titled my message this morning, Written in Stone. Now, if you go around and you look here at the Bethel Cemetery, you'll find a lot of stones that have engravings on them. And those are put on there to probably last a lifetime. I know some of the early 1800 gravestones out here that has etchings on them are still there for to be memorialized and that people can understand. But why did they write in stone? That was exactly why. I always like to watch the Flintstones and all that stone stuff. It's kind of a funny cartoon, but there's a lot of truth in that humorous little cartoon series, the Flintstones, that they did everything with stone. My New Testament reading this morning that I want to share with you is out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, 36 through 48. This is also Luke 24. A lot of people, especially the people in the Emmaus communities and different things, that when Jesus was walking with the disciples and they didn't recognize him until they broke bread. But then later on, Jesus appeared to the disciples. And the New Living Translation says this: Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they recognized him as he was breaking the bread. And just as they were telling about it, Jesus suddenly was standing among them. And he said, red letter edition, "Peace be with you." But the whole group was terribly frightened, thinking it was a ghost. Red letter edition, true to Jesus' words, he asked them, "Why are you frightened? Why do you doubt who I am? Look at my hands, look at my feet, and you can see that it's really me. Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies, as you see that I do." And as he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see, and he showed them his feet. Still, they stood there doubting, filled with joy and wondered. And then he asked them again, "Do you have anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of boiled fish, and he ate it as they watched. And then he said, red letter edition again, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me by Moses, the prophets, and in the Psalms must come true." That's why you can relate to Psalm 22, that verifies the prophecy of the crucifixion. And then he opened their minds. "Understand these scriptures," he said. "Yes, it was written long ago," he says, "that the Messiah must suffer and die, rise again from the dead, and on the third day. With my authority, take this message of importance to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sin for all who turn to me. You are witnesses of all these things." Then verse 49, "And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. Stay here in this city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." And then it goes from there into the ascension. And the last part of chapter 24 says, "Then Jesus led them to Bethany, and lifting his hands to heaven, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. They worshiped him, and they returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy. And they spent all of their time in the temple or in church praising God." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.